From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After his health care defeat, U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform. On Friday, Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill for health care in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, President Trump tweeted the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode and said that we will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry. At a small business gathering in West Virginia Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence said Friday's vote was a loss for all Americans.
Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democrats in Congress, actually said yesterday was a victory for the American people. But West Virginia knows better. Yesterday wasn't a victory for the American people. It was a victory for the status quo in Washington, D.C. And it was a victory for the disaster of Obamacare.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had said during an interview with the news site Axios that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for at least the past 2 months. The Iraqi government announced Saturday it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. The halt in fighting was announced as the American-led coalition is conducting an investigation into coalition airstrikes that some reports say recently killed more than 100 civilians in Mosul's Jadida neighborhood. A coalition statement said it has opened a formal civilian casualty credibility assessment on that allegation. It said coalition planes routinely strike Islamic State targets in the neighborhood, but forces take all responsible precautions. This is VOA News.